Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. There are thousands who know about Jesus. That is, they know some facts about him, commit Bible verses to memory, and perhaps attend church regularly. But they have never allowed the facts to become their personal reality. We can appreciate the facts of Jesus' death and resurrection, but until we have made him our Lord, the facts do us no good. Jesus is a person. To know him is to enter into a relationship with him. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, mind, and strength. It's hard to love someone you don't know. Loving a stranger requires some time. Loving a dear friend requires time and energy. Loving your family requires commitment. Loving the Savior requires surrender. Surrender to his plan for your life. There is only one way you can really get to know Jesus: by living the same life he did. That means we have the same goal that he did: to live a life free from sin, to be transformed in thought and action. The goal is no less than godly nature. Often, when we do something good, we are tempted to say something so that we get the honor for it. Even though we have decided to live only for God, then Jesus would answer, "Dear friend, I know exactly how you feel. I have been there. I was also tempted to pride and honor seeking." Begin to share your experiences with Jesus, and he will share his with you. Apostle Paul said this with a lot of yearning, "that I may know him." He was not speaking of intellectual knowledge. Paul was speaking of the reality of an experience of knowing God personally and consciously, spirit touching spirit and heart touching the heart. Begin to believe in the words of Jesus, and you will soon find living the life of Jesus. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, "All I want is to know Christ and to experience the power of his resurrection, to share in his sufferings and become like him in his death." Remember, my friends, when we can relate the events of our life with Jesus, we begin to have a relationship with God. Shall we pray? Mighty God, everlasting Father, glory to you. Lord God, we pray, help us to have more of you and less of us in our life and lifestyle. Guide us, Spirit of God, to be able to journey with Jesus every day of our life. In that precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.